In 1967, hordes of longheads chanted, "Make love, not war," and hurled themselves at police.
The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s.
In 1967, there was a legalized cannabis rally in Hyde Park.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B.
In 1967, there were huge demonstrations against the Vietnam War. In 1967, homosexual acts between consenting male adults were legalized.
Radio, Mi Amigo, from the LBAP.
Here it comes.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Singing again. Welcome to the end of 1967. This is an afterthought. It's a kind of an epilogue to 1967. This double singles EP from the Beatles, the Magical Mystery Tour. It was released in mono with the prefix MMT and stereo SMMT. It's not listed in the new singles leaflets, however, it is in their hit parade, which is on the back of each leaflet, our top 20 from A to Z. And for the 15th of December, it does show the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour, MMT1. Apparently, it did actually get released on the 8th of December, but for some reason, it was not listed. We're going to be playing you the at the moment it's the stereo version. This is the stereo mix of I Am the Walrus.
Expert, choking smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you?
Full of subliminal messages. Everybody smoke pot. I am the Walrus. This is the stereo version of the EP, the extended play double pack, released in the United Kingdom. There were two 7-inch EPs or singles. It got into the singles chart. The stereo mix is very odd. Some of it's fake stereo, as in I Am The Walrus towards the end. Sometimes there's nothing on one channel at all. There's extreme separation between the left and the right. The vocal moves from the left to the right and back again on Your Mother Should Know. Lots to investigate about this. This is The Fool on the Hill.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
Listening to Chris B.
Thank you.
pretty certain that was a Beatles only instrumental, although even there it had lots of la la la's in it. The film itself was released on BBC television on Boxing Day. It was quite an embarrassing viewing for a young 12-year-old sitting with your parents who were declaring what a load of rubbish this was, and it did kind of seem that way. The problem, one of the problems was it was in full colour, fantastic, except we only had black and white television, so it did appear to be a bit of nonsense. Anyway, I brought my copy of the double EP from Boots Records. Store. When they had a record department, they could see I wasn't keen on spending, I think it was 20 shillings, that was a pound at the time. So they did offer me the two discs, the two 7-inch discs, for the price of two 7-inch singles, which would have probably been about 16 shillings and eightpence. But I thought, well, it was too good to miss out on that beautiful, beautiful sleeve. Blue Jay Wave, the final track, it's in stereo. It has lots of spurious pieces of backward tapes and such like. I'm going to play both versions, the stereo first, then the mono. You see the major differences. Blue Jay Way, written by George. Only goes to show you what it is.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Many of us in 1967 had the benefit of being able to afford a stereo and mono version of the Magical Mystery Tour. And it weren't many of us but knew there were fundamental differences between the mixes. As I've said, fake stereo, nothing on one channel at all, extreme separation, the voices move from the left to the right. In some ways, the mono mix is the more pleasing, and in America they expanded it into a complete album, and on the second side of the album were all of the Beatles A's and B-sides released in 67. I'm going to play that for you now before we return to the mono mix of Magical Mystery Tour. Hello Goodbye is in true stereo, and the rest of that side of the album is in fake stereo, but it makes for interesting listening.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laugh at him behind his back.
Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a sing, there can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
Listening to the new singles for the 8th of December 1967, concentrating on the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour and augmented by the other side of the United States album issued on Capitol Records, SMAL 2835, and containing Hello Goodbye, Strawberry Fields Forever in true stereo, and then Penny Lane, Baby You're a Rich Man, and All You Need Is Love, sounding like we're in fake stereo. So many thanks for listening. I'm now going to play the rest of the tracks from the mono version of the Magical Mystery Tour in the United Kingdom. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah. Thank you. just our fine stuff I sing to Edmund Allen Duff. Keep your eyes upon the British Guard. Oh, I'm telling you again.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun.
Stereo mix of the B-side of All You Need Is Love, Baby, You're a Rich Man, the Beatles.
Thank you.